Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to our remote viewing group. So glad that everybody could join us tonight. This has been an adventure of many different levels for Bill and for me. We've discovered a lot about ourselves. We've discovered a lot about ancient and ancient sites and antiquity, and we continue to grow with each of these remote viewing meditations that we're doing. And certainly all of you who join us, whether you're here live or whether you're here in archive, the energy is the same, and it blends us all together, and it gives us all a greater intensity of meditation than if we had been doing a singular one by ourselves, listening to music and doing meditations of that sort. All meditations are great. The ones that are distant viewing that we've been experiencing have sort of initiated changes in all of us in very unique and different ways. So it's very exciting to look at your responses to them when you post them on the blog. And for those who are listening in archive, I encourage you to go to the blog that is on the bottom of the show page. And after you've done the meditation, give us your impressions. Let us know what you saw, what you felt. It's fascinating to see how everybody has a little bit of a different type of take on all of them, and all of the perceptions, all of the impressions are wonderful and accurate, and it gives us such a total picture as to what the experience is bringing to you and what the experience is bringing to us, so that it is an amazing, exciting time for us. And I'm so grateful that so many of you have decided to give us a half hour of your time on Friday nights or whenever you have time to listen to the archive and sort of blend our energy together. And in many ways, people are all over the world doing this. We're creating a wonderful fabric of meditative energy that really does surround the planet, and it draws energy from all over literally the world. So it's a very exciting experience that all of us can have in the comfort of our own homes, in the quietude of our own meditative states, being able to get a more intense experience because of the numbers of people that are doing these meditations. It's very, very exciting. And at some point in time, I'm going to try to get everyone to kind of assemble at the same time and see if we can't all kind of share what the changes in our lives and our perception in our modalities how it's altered and changed. I think I'll wait till we've done 25 or 30 of these, but there is a subtle change and a subtle difference to everyone, and it'll be fascinating to hear how everyone is dealing with the shifts and changes that are going on within themselves. For tonight, we're journeying to Monk's Mound, And it's an amazing sight with amazing energy. So I would like you all to sort of just settle down, get comfortable, relax into your space, and let go of the problems and issues of the day. Release your tensions and worries and challenges, those things that you face on a day-to-day level that for this moment in time, you can let go of. For we are gathering together to travel, not only in time and space, but in dimensions as well. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, let go of the here and the now. Another deep breath, and with your exhale, feel yourself getting lighter and lighter, freer and freer. One more deep breath, and with the exhale, release burdens and troubles, issues and challenges, worries and fears. As we gather, know that we are protected and shielded, one within the light, connected to each other. The blending of our energies creates a shield that isolates us and protects us. Creator of all that ever was, all that is, and all that ever will be, bind us together, one to another. Link our energies that we become one for this journey. Connect our inner lights and weave them into a protective, energetic field that shields us and allows us to travel in the astral plane, invisible yet present, unseen yet seeing, unheard yet hearing. Able to flow through solid objects, having no restrictions on the physical plane. We will flow into time and space, travel as observers, yet not be a part of the physical realms into which we seek. Protected and shielded, our energies enhanced and expanded, encapsulated in a globe of light. Feel the energy as it surrounds you and flows through you, connecting and fusing our energies, weaving us into a brilliant orb of light. We are one with each other. We are one within the light. Feel the energy as it flows through your bodies and awakens all levels of your energetic fields. Feel and see your own personal glow as it integrates into the light globe we are all drawn into and radiates from the very essence of your being. As one, we take a deep breath and slowly release it. This one for the body. Another deep breath and slowly release it. This one for the mind. And yet another deep breath. This one for the spirit. And a final, very deep breath. This time releasing from the earth plane, rising above it, feeling yourselves getting lighter and lighter, freer and freer, as we float higher and higher, releasing from the earth plane and gently rising above the pull of the earth's gravity. We rise above the here and the now into a time without time. We flow as an orb of light, cradled by the cosmos, above the earth. We find a peace within that floats to the surface of our consciousnesses. Tonight, we become watchers once more. We observe and learn. We return to a time before we took form. Watchers, of evolution. We view the planet, our home for now, in all its beauty as it slowly revolves beneath us. We drift for a time, awaiting a call from the planet, a summons from out of time. The Earth slowly revolves, drifting through time and space, peacefully journeying towards a destiny only the Creator knows, flowing along a pathway charted eons ago. The planet has its own calling. Humanity as well has a different one. Peacefully, the planet revolves beneath us, and we begin to synchronize with it, centering over the North American continent. Low colors swirl as clouds drift across the surface. They create unusual patterns beneath us, even closer to the planet, as a soft glow begins to emanate from the area of Illinois. We draw closer and identify the city of St. Louis and directly across the Mississippi. The light draws us to the area of Monk's Mound. The entire area is illuminated with energy. It's peaceful and quiet from where we are, and yet there is a powerful energy of an ancient form that radiates from it and stirs a recognition within each of us. There's an immense power here, drawing from deeply within the earth and beyond to other dimensions. A unique energy, different from any we have experienced to date. An energy that grows with time. The physical form, now visible, slumbers and waits. It waits for a time when the energy will be utilized once more, channeled in the directions it was intended, and utilized for wisdom, teaching, and healing modalities. Three times different layers of civilization have attuned themselves to this energy and blended here with it and used it for ascension and transformation. Each time the culture grew, then flourished, then sank back and was forgotten. Centuries would pass. Another culture would claim the energy, and the process would be repeated. The mound and the energy await yet another culture that has grown in balance and wisdom, a culture that will not misuse the energy and will honor its power and apply it to the spiritual directions that it was created for. We look at the mound as it is now, green and peaceful, quiet and waiting. As we hover where we are, we turn back time to see it as it was created, when it was created, when the portal of power was opened and the energy flowed through it. With our right hand, we pass it from left to right before our eyes, and 1,000 years have been traveled back. Once more, we pass our hand from left to right. Another 1,000 years have been traveled. Time we go from left to right, and 1,000 years have passed before us. And we see a teeming complex of hundreds of thousands of people, spread as far as the eye can see. Dozens of pyramids or mounds, this one being the largest, appear before us in all their glory. On the tops are the residences of the most powerful people. And on top of the largest ones, the leader of the spiritual aspects of the complex resides. Other mounds of lesser height are scattered throughout the area, covering an enormous space, paved streets, gardens and arenas, markets and recreation areas. These people were not warring. They traded and worked and shared. From time to time, new levels were added to the pyramid to raise it even higher. And at night, a light shot into the sky, created by the energy that flowed through it, and enabled the crops to flourish as well as the people. This was an abundant, flourishing culture. There was trade here with people of different cultures and belief systems. Their reach was wide and touched different continents and dimensions. They grew and expanded. Ultimately, there was corruption and infection. Watch and see as the greatness was eaten away. The culture lost its purity and the connection to the energy. There were many years of crop failure, drought, disease. Those who survived packed up their belongings and left, leaving the area to be reclaimed by nature, leaving the area to lose itself back into the forest and the trees. Decade upon decades passed. Centuries upon centuries flowed forward, and yet another culture, another people, discovered the area, cleared it, reclaimed the pyramids, opened the streets, adding yet more levels, ultimately opening the portals for the sleeping energy to yet again flourish. Watch as the area grows, expands even further than the first one. As it becomes rich with wisdom, insight, and culture. Watch as the culture opens and technology reaches for the limits of the potential of the people who will thrive here. Watch as this culture, this people, works differently than the previous one. Different traditions and practices, and yet they recognize the spiritual energy that is integrated into the very soil they walk upon, the air that they breathe. They recognize the spiritual energy that flows from the greatest of the pyramids. They honor it. It favors them with the richness of life. Watch as generations pass and once again trade and exploration expand. And as they do, their culture, this culture, is infected from within. This time, it is power and avarice that consumes the leaders. Greed and war break out until finally a civil war within destroys the entire culture, and those that are left, those that survive, go in all different directions, not able to remain among the bones of what was a rich, abundant city, leaving behind the greatness and the richness, the war and the greed. Once more, nature claims the area, and 1,000 years pass. And yet again, the area is discovered and claimed by another people. Each time the people have different physical characteristics, each time they have different inclinations, different art forms. This time, a new culture claims the area, clears it, cleans it, builds upon it, adds height to the pyramids, climbing towards the sky, and a mighty culture rises yet again. The pyramids are even bigger. The power within opens much more to serve a people who build and grow. Watch. The river provides food and transportation. Watch as they stretch out to other cultures and other areas on the planet. Their traditions and spiritual practices are different than any other. But the energy flows within and both enlightens and expands the consciousnesses of those who are within its influence. This is an energy that does not judge or require anything of the inhabitants. It is there to serve, and it has. It does, and it will continue to do so throughout time. This is an unconditional energy that asks nothing in return. It is a universal energy that enhances those who are near, and they are enhanced according to their spiritual levels and direction. Over the generations, travel expands, and so does trade. They are highly developed in all sorts of artistic techniques. They are highly developed in their wisdom and their knowledge. They reach out and they share with other cultures unconditionally. This is a great culture. Along with trade, however, eventually disease is introduced. And finally, ultimately, a plague wipes out all but a very few survivors who flee for their very lives, leaving behind everything and not looking back. And nature once again reclaims the area, cleanses it, induces a slumber that remains to this day. We look at the mound as it is today and can feel the greatness that once was here, the heights that once it achieved and the countless thousands that gathered around it and drank in the energy that poured from it. We flow to the top of the mound as it is today and can see the energy as it continues to flow. Draws from the earth and beyond and sends out a beam of energy into the cosmos as it has done since almost the beginning of time. As we watch the energy, it increases and we feel drawn into the beam of light energy that is flowing from the very depths of the earth and below and beyond, out into the outmost regions of the universe. Can't encased by the light, embraced by the light, enlightened by the light. We slowly rise and find ourselves rising upon a river of light through layers of the atmosphere, rising into the night sky above the site that called to us. Realizing that antiquity was placed upon antiquity, that wisdom was placed upon wisdom, that insight was placed upon insight. The different levels, the different aspects, the different cultures are all here to be drawn from, yet it is protected until humanity is ready for what lays within. Until humanity can touch the very core of the energy and go back to its source and discover what wisdom lays there. Antiquity shields even greater antiquity. Yet it is revealed for those with eyes to see, ears to listen, and spirits and hearts that are awakened and will share the wisdom and spiritual gifts that rest within all and enables a more cosmic sharing to take place. Once more, we gather our energies, feeling the flow as it is drawn in from the left and sent out from the right. We reweave our energetic fields within the orb of energy that surrounds us. We take a deep breath, drawing in the energy and feeling the strength and the power. This breath for the body. Another breath, feeling our energies drawn upwards into the ether. This one for the mind. Another deep breath. This one for the spirit and the wisdoms gathered and guideposts reached. And still another. This one for the cosmic energies, as we gently rise above and float upon them. We reflect back upon the earth as it continues to revolve and peacefully continues its journey through space and time, carrying us with it as we flow upon our own individual journeys. We watch as the planet slowly spins through space and are drawn to our own dwellings, to our own bodies. We slowly drift down and see our bodies at rest, awaiting our energies, and we slowly are drawn back into the physical, into the here and the now. Our energies are empowered, our memories rich from what we have seen. We are invigorated by our time spent as a group, and as we slowly reconnect to our energetic fields, we remember the connection we had one with another and can make it again at will to return if we wish to explore further. Slowly we reintegrate our spirits with the physical, becoming once more a part of the physical plane and our present reality. Take a deep breath and feel yourself awakening once more. Another deep breath, stretching back into your bodies, bringing all your memories with you. Yet another deep breath, wiggling your toes, filling the physical completely and feeling vital and energized by the travel of the spirit. Stretch, stretch, stretch arms and legs, wiggle your toes. Feel spirit going back into your body, connecting you with the physical realms. Stretch once more. Wiggle the toes and fingers. Make sure you get all of you back together. Open your eyes when it feels appropriate. Open your eyes and reorient yourself within the time and the space. Remember what you saw. Remember what you felt. For all of us gathered wisdom from the experience. All of us saw something very different. All of us experienced something very different. And yet it's amazing that there are so many spots on the globe where we can reconnect with this kind of ancient energy and use it to open parts of ourselves, portals within ourselves that will reconnect us to the antiquity within ourselves. I'm going to open Bill's microphone. Hi, are you here, Bill?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, how you doing?
Okay. I'm doing fine.
I'm here. Okay, I'm here. I came in a few minutes late, but I'm here.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah.
Very interesting. Always, very different.
Yeah, very interesting location. Actually, we were, some friends, we were scheduled to go there on Monday for the solar eclipse.
Oh.
But I ended up, I'm leaving next Wednesday for Poland, and I got to go to the doctor's. So my friends are going. So when I come back, the end of September, we're going to try and go before Thanksgiving. So I've been wanting to go to the site for, a long time. So.
Well, now you have whole bunches of other information you can bring with you to the site.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah. So, I love this site, especially because it's here in America.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is totally different than some of the other sites. I feel drawn to it more from a physical aspect more than cosmic. So I don't know what that means. Maybe I was one of those people that carried all that dirt in.
Well,
anyway,
you know,
yeah.
It's amazing.
Good.
I mean, I put information about it up on the blog, and you know, so people could kind of understand how it was constructed and everything. But I felt strongly drawn to the fact that it had been used by at least three, if not four, different cultures over the 3,000 years.
Right. Yeah. That's what I got. I felt that people kept being called and pulled back to the area. So I think it's wonderful. I don't even know how to say it. I'm still not back yet.
Well, and I'm finding that these meditations are very revealing for me. I'm learning so much from them, and not only from you know, researching to a certain extent to be able to put something together to share with everybody, but I'm also finding that I am more and more drawn to the antiquity and what other cultures have done, and I think fascinating, especially for this one, that it was built around 900 and something BCE, so before, BC.
So
it's 3,000 years old, over 3,000 years old, maybe even older.
Exactly, yeah.
And when you realize that a culture like this had an area like this that was so huge, I think probably in a way the space it covered was equal to the Giza Plateau.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And when you think about this kind of antiquity here in this country, it boggles the mind because most of us, our history goes back to the Declaration of Independence. You know.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And I
like
think
those I like those caves where you are, where you live, Bill. Go ahead.
Oh, the stone chambers. Yes.
Yeah.
They're fascinating.
Yeah.
They're very fascinating.
Exactly.
But it's kind of like, I think it's important that we realize the kind of antiquity that we're living on and in without realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the mines up in Minnesota and Michigan are 9,000 years old, so that this continent had cultures, big cultures, developed cultures, 9,000 years ago. And yeah. it gives you a different feeling for the land that you're living on, knowing that it is as ancient as, because most people think that, pilgrims arrived, the Indians were here, they killed them off and took over the land. But there's so much more to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these meditations
hoping we can break through this antiquity thing and go back 9,000-10,000 years ago and find out what was really going on, So
why not?
That's what I'm hoping is going to happen. Certainly. You can go that, find out that these pyramids all over the world were all totally connected by some kind of a culture, conscious awareness that we don't even have a clue about today.
Oh, that's probably very true. I'm thinking next week we should go to the moon, though.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Okay. Well, I'm going to Poland, so let's see.
Well, you can hit it in archive.
I'm going to have to catch that one in archives. Okay.
But there certainly is.
Hold on.
Meditation.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem. It's amazing, and you had mentioned that when you get back from your trip that we'll hit more on the Giza Plateau as well.
Yeah, today I posted on my Facebook about the book, the Giza book that I wrote in December 2015. So hoping that when I get back, we're going to return to Egypt to some of the sites.
Sure.
Okay.
No problem. Yeah. I've been
right.
Rolling exactly. The dice and going wherever they came up. So.
Right. Okay. So that'll be more the end of September, I'm hoping.
Okay. Until then, we will explore history via Barbara's whatever.
Exactly. Intuition.
I will be led. Well,
you
thank
go.
You so much.
Yeah.
And,
you're doing a great job.
Thank you. we will definitely continue on and educate ourselves and other people as we go. So thank you for being part of the reason all of this started, and have a good trip.
Okay. Thank you.
And
I won't try. I don't know what my schedule is, but at least I'll go into the archives. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Good night now. And good night, everybody. Thank you for being with us again. If you're listening in archives, thank you so much for stopping by and visiting with us and meditating with us. We really appreciate your interest and your participation and your energy, because it helps it make it all the better for everybody else. Good night now.